through some of the woodland here on the farm, and quite a wide avenue here. Chris is looking up to the sky.
Matthew and I can see the sky, and I shouldn't be able to see the sky. We're in quite dense woodland, surrounded by mature oak trees all across the top of this escarpment. We've got sandy, gravelly soil underneath where we're standing. In the lower part of the woodland, fabulous bluebell display. We're in an area of woodland, about 12 acres, this particular one. It's called Cantley Hill Plantation. Why Cantley Hill, I do not know, but that's what it is on the OS map.
Cantley is a village probably 10 miles away
yes,
from here,
it is, it? Yes. And Cantley Hill, no, whether it's something to do with the horses would canter down it, I really don't know the origin. Some of the field names you can work out. But these old oak trees, I think they're pretty deep-rooted. They must be because of the lack of rainfall in this particular year. 1976, many of them lost their leaves early, but there were signs of buds on the trees. And this year, and when I travel about the county of Norfolk and even into Suffolk occasionally, I've noticed individual oak trees that have lost their leaves. And the fact the leaves died in June and July, and if we look up into the canopy of this magnificent oak tree, probably 80-90 feet tall, 6-7 feet circumference around the trunk, so you certainly can't get your arms around it and give it a hug to give you an idea of the size. And it is pretty sound as well. There's no obvious fungi signs. There's a branch there that got snapped off in gales probably 20-25 years ago, and it's set out some new growth on the top of it and a little bit of rot lower down on the trunk, but nothing to cause the tree to absolutely give up the ghost overnight.
It looks dead, I have to say, Chris. It looks really like a skeleton, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. And the woodpeckers have already started to peck into some of the bark because there's obviously lots of insects. But I haven't yet decided. I've spoken to several foresters about this. And the first one to spring to mind is something called sudden oak death, where oak trees just give up the ghost, but normally it's associated with a fungus that's carried by rhododendron plants and one of the introduced species, but nothing like that in this area of woodland. So the cause is a mystery. Now, there's a possible cause, lack of water, but oaks are unusual. They have this very long, deep taproot. Well, it's a taproot because, for obvious reason for the name, it goes right down into the soil. You have the radial roots coming out quite shallow to give it stability. They're the ones we saw in 1976 when some of the oaks keeled over and brought up big plates of soil on their root balls. But also at that point, it would have to snap the tap root off, which is that long root that goes right down. Some people say you can judge the length of the tap root when you see the height of the tree. So this is going right down, perhaps 20, 25 metres into the soil. Now, only about a mile away, and I'm not saying this is the cause, we're abstracting water. And High Ash Farm, a bit of a smile here, is in something called a cone of depression.
I know the feeling.
Which is sort of relates to the water table. And so there's like a funnel shape, invisible, that's way down beneath us where the water is being abstracted from the chalk aquifer. And whether that's having an effect on these giant trees, which need obviously a constant supply of water, bearing in mind we had quite a dry winter here last winter, and it only just replenished the top water, the water table up near the top, if you like. That's only just replenished, and then with the hot, dry spring that we had and the long months with our four heat waves that we had. Having said that, this tree just lost its leaves in late June, round about the longest day. and it's just a mystery to me. But this isn't the only one. I have 12 of these on High Ash Farm. I know there's 1,500 individual oak trees here at the farm. It's really unusual when you drive out south from Norwich on the Ipswich Road, the A140, on the other side of the Tass Valley, and you look across to High Ash Farm, you get almost an aerial view of the farm up there. That's high ground. And you can see it, the whole farm is well wooded. There's 13 individual areas of woodland here, so it's unusual. So it's just sad because these trees, obviously much older than I am, and much older, several times older, and it's one of those mysteries. Normally I can tell you it's Armillaria malea, a honey fungus or something, which will kill living trees. But there's no fungal growth on it whatsoever.
So is this tree now a goner?
It is completely gone.
Next year it won't come back?
No, this is dead without retrieval. So what I did, I have a very long pruner, and I managed to get up to the bottom branches there, which still have some of the dried leaves from June on it, and I managed to snip one off, and there is no green in any of it. There's no buds. Sometimes when you have a long dry period, trees can go into an early or a false or a kind of alarm autumn, if you like, and shed their leaves as a way of surviving. And that happened in 1976, but it didn't kill a lot of the trees. This year, for some of our mature trees, a disaster. But even more of a disaster is some of the newly planted woodlands and hedgerows. A neighbouring farmer has planted about a 300 metre length of hedgerow plants. They're called hawthorn whips, mixed with other British native plants. They're all in tubes, but there was no weed control under them whatsoever, and they weren't planted along a plastic mat, which is what we did at High Ash Farm. Here we planted them through plastic as a kind of a mulch, if you like, to stop competition with the grasses. And I always say to people that when you're planting something, it's rather like having a new baby. If you keep its bottom clean, it can get off to a good start. And so that's what we did here, and we had over 98% planting success. But fortunately, we got lots of rains in that particular spring in 2007, so we were really lucky. This year it's been the opposite. It's been right dry in an unusual period, and many of the new plantings, and it's dead easy to plant things, but it's quite hard and demanding to actually carry on the first year of maintenance, keeping the plants clean along the bottom, and even in small areas where you can actually add some water, so irrigate them if you want to be successful. But many of the new planting projects have complete 90% plus failure, and it's quite extraordinary. But so the other end of it is these huge oaks on High Ash Farm, which are just standing there skeletal. All these small branches would eventually drop off onto the ground, and this tree will be left as a kind of habitat into the future for the woodpeckers here. There'll be no acorns from that particular one. The one beside us is in full leaf, still looking quite healthy, through reddish leaves on the tinge there, which designates it still growing away and quite nicely. That's called lammas growth, and there's no sort of chlorophyll reach those yet, but the acorns will be dropping on the ground any day now, and that will set the farm's jays off on their annual quest to catch as many acorns as they can. Brilliant woodland birds. And so there's always things to look forward to, and it's all part of that cycle of life. Sort of being born as an acorn, growing up into a lovely young oak tree, and then a mature oak like this, and then going back into the woodland floor and making the lovely peat topsoil. So this one will be left. But just
he's been cut off in his prime, though, hasn't he? Whereas a few years ago, you had an oak that had been around in Tudor times came down, and you felt, well, that's very sad, but that's had a full life.
Yeah, it certainly did. That was over 600 years old. It was the oldest tree on High Ash Farm.
Whereas that would probably be 100 years old.
That about 200, this one, bearing in mind the soil it's growing on. A lot of the oaks are stunted over there. You can see they're twisted and gnarled because of the soil type. The actual soil here, oaks grow on a whole variety of different soils. One of our top British native trees, after all. And they're quite tolerant, but they can be shaped by the environment that they grow in. But there we are. Sort of big salute, and just had a nearly a complete life. It's got close to halfway through its normal life cycle, but why it's died, that's the mystery.